Back in here on the afternoon drive now, we got a very special guest in the studio going to be talking about wine today. I'm joined by Susan Jones with Red 55 Winery in Lindale, Texas. Thank you so much for coming in, Susan.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And so we're just going to talk about a little bit about the history of Red 55, how it got its start, and how you got your start as well in the winery business.
I started in the winery business as a hobbyist and kind of started a vineyard and then decided to make wine for a living. So I did it part-time for several years until it became full-time.
Okay.
So started out, you know, Luvani Restaurant and Winery.
Right. So you have local ties here. Are you from Sulphur Springs originally? Where are you from?
I'm originally from the Dallas area.
Dallas area, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm from the corporate world.
All right. When did you make the move out to East Texas?
I bought property here in 1999, moved out here full-time in 2004.
Okay. And since you moved out here, have you been doing winery business?
In winery business part-time while still working in Dallas.
Okay.
Grew a vineyard. Actually retired from Raytheon after 27 years.
Okay.
3 years ago.
Wow. Congratulations. So, yeah, I bet that's nice, just focusing full-time on on your new venture here.
The pay's not as good, but it's definitely worth it.
Right. So tell us about Red 55 and how it got its start.
Miranda Lambert was approached back in 2003 by a company who wanted to produce a wine for her wine line.
Okay.
And she wasn't even 21 at the time. So she went to her parents and was telling them what this company wanted to do and said, well, why can't we do this ourselves? So her parents became actively involved in trying to find somebody to do a signature wine for her to get her name out into to the public. They first started interviewing different wineries. Came to me in 2003 and asked, you know, tried to find someone to do exactly what they wanted, had the same type of family values. We developed quite a rapport, and that's how it got started. But it originally, how they found us is they had, they're good friends with Casey Musgraves.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay,
another
so they're
local.
Really good friends with Casey Musgraves. We also had a winery restaurant in Mineola and used their printing services there.
Okay.
The Musgraves said, you should go talk to these people about doing your wine. That's where it got started.
Huh.
Now, the Red 55 winery came from, Miranda owns a Red 55 Chevy pickup truck.
Okay.
When she was 16 years old, she fell in love with this truck.
Huh.
And her parents went look for it and bought it for her 16th birthday.
Wow.
She still has it. It's a step side, you know, just
right.
Like the song, Automatic, I learned to drive that 55 like a queen, three on the tree.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And it's cool to know that she had a relationship with Casey Musgraves and her family.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, who she is now blowing up as well in the country world, and I think she's going to be performing here pretty soon in Mineola is what I hear. So, just neat to see like that whole connection come together. And so, does Miranda have her hand in things? Is she pretty busy with the Red 55 brand?
She's not so much now.
Right.
Her parents own the winery. She's starting to get her and her brother are starting to get a little bit more involved
Okay. Each
day as it's growing.
Great.
So we'll be selling the wine and serving it and looking back at the cost for the pause. And
oh, nice.
September 18th and 19th.
Okay.
Tickets are on sale for that event right now.
Can you get those online
somewhere?
You can
get those online.
Can you get them through you guys as well, or is that?
I think all the ticket sales are online.
Okay, yeah.
Right now.
Okay, and also, you guys are selling, people might not know this, but you guys sell here locally. You don't have to go, you can go down to Lindale, that's where your storefront is,
yes.
Right? Right in downtown Lindale as you're coming in. But also, you guys sell around here, around this area. Where can you find Red 55 products here in Sulphur Springs?
You can find it at Joe's Fast Lane, Brookshire's.
Okay. Great.
And it's also available in Mount Vernon, a couple locations, Brookshire's, super handy, as
okay.
well as Cumby. And if you can't find it in a store near you, you can buy it at Amazon.com.
Awesome. So online you can find Red
online.
55, have it shipped to your front door.
Yep.
And DFW as well, is that
DFW
right?
as well, Total Wines and More, Specs, Tom Thumb.
Great. So plenty of places to stop by and try out some Red 55. What kind of I'm not a wine connoisseur by any means. So what type of products do you have? What's your most popular wine?
Right now we're producing seven wines. We produce a Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, an unoaked Chardonnay. We do a Pinot Grigio, White Zinfandel, a sweet red, and a sweet white.
Wow. Does Miranda or her family, do they have like a kind of a say in the ingredients that go in there, or maybe the process?
We did a flavor profile several years ago. They actually became a bonded winery in 2004.
Okay.
So we still follow pretty much the same recipe. There's been some improvements over the years.
Right.
You know, as we've grown. It started out, you know, small to get our name out. Now it's kind of grown into big business. And, you know, the Lamberts are hoping to leave a legacy for their kids.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So.
Definitely. And so what's the immediate future for Red 55? Any new products coming out here pretty soon?
We do have some new products coming out soon. We're actually going to come out with a high-end wine.
Okay.
That's actually grown. These grapes were grown just south of Winsboro.
Oh, wow.
So they're going into oak barrels now. They'll store for about 4 to 6 months, and they'll hit the market. It'll actually be a Lambert Estates wine.
Wow. Okay. Well, nice. You were talking about locally grown grapes. What's the prime climate and the prime growing season for grapes in this area? Or is there one? Or do you have to kind of work your way around?
Not so much in this area. Right. We have 400 acres under contract in Brownfield, Texas, which is located 40 miles south of Lubbock.
Okay.
That's the majority of where our grapes come from. We do try to pick up some local ones if we can.
Uh-huh.
But hot days, dry weather, cool nights.
Okay.
That's not East Texas.
No.
That's why West Texas is prime for the grapes. And more so California, but we try to keep as much Texas as possible.
Right. Okay. And how often are you producing your product here?
We're producing it. We're trying to do it every 6 months.
Every 6 months. And that's, I'm guessing, a huge
batch. But as we're
growing,
it's a huge amount. We have about 3,500 cases sitting in the winery right now.
Wow.
Which, you know, the store, the Red 55 Winery is located inside the Pink Pistol in Lindell, Texas. We have a tasting bar there. The wine is actually produced and bottled in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Right down the road.
Not far away.
Yeah,
right.
Not too far
Still
away
locally.
At all. Right. All right. And any plans maybe for a restaurant in the future, or do you guys serve food there for tasting as well?
No, not at the moment.
Yeah. Cool.
I spend my time in the winery on the road. I'm not so much in Lindell.
I saw the big van out outside. So where can we see you guys maybe at events or anything around here locally? Do you guys?
We do have a Facebook page, and I have posted quite a few events coming up in the near future on there. That's the best way to keep up with what's going on.
So just search Red 55 Winery on Facebook.
We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay. Do you have a website as well?
Red55Winery.com.
Red55Winery.com. Check it out, and be sure you try out some this weekend. Stop by Joe's or Brookshire's here in town, or if you're going to be out in DFW, any of the Specs or Tom Thumb. And as we mentioned, Amazon.com also, you can purchase it there. So thank you so much, Susan, for coming by and talking about your business, and look forward to seeing you again.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Susan Jones joined us here on the Afternoon Drive to talk about Red 55 Winery out of Lindell, Texas. Some local ties to that winery here in Sulphur Springs, and you can find their products a couple of locations here, also Cumbie, Mount Pleasant, and Dallas-Fort Worth. As she mentioned, Red55Winery.com. All right, we're going to get you back into some good time oldies here on the Afternoon Drive. You're listening to KSST.